You're listening to High School Football on Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Matt Harmon and Ed Saraluca here and ably assisted by Brad Ferrascano and Frank Costantino, our two buddies, getting us up and running here today. 13-0 in favor of Wall. And Ed, as both teams have now made their way back onto the field, it will be Manasquan to receive the opening kickoff here in the first half. And, you know, hard to think adjustment-wise what Manasquan has to do better, because not really used to seeing a Manasquan team that does what they are doing today, and that's throw the football and spread everybody out. And defensively for Wall, so far they've been extremely solid.
Yeah, the other good point that Scott made in our halftime interview was that the strength, if they were, you know, were to have a strength on one side of the defense, was in the secondary, and of course Sato likes to throw the football, so that matchup works in favor of Knights. So far, it's worked to perfection as Al Turpak has this night defense throwing a shutout so far.
Ed, you've obviously been a defensive coach for so long, and on that side of the football, the Achilles heel for Wall, especially in their two losses, has been defense. They've also given up a lot of points and yards in games they've won. What's flipped the switch for them today, as far as you can see?
Well, I think it's a little bit of two things, Matt. First of all, the quick turnaround for Manasquan. It was a devastating loss last week to Mattawan, you know, on their home field. It broke a long string of victories that Manasquan had on Vic Caboo Field. And then on the other side, some changes in personnel that Al Turpak and Chris Barnes have made on the defensive side, and the fact that they are controlling the football game. You know, you mentioned 6 minutes and 48 seconds on the opening drive. That'll take a lot of wind out of your pregame talk if you're Manasquan. So, you know, a combination of quite a few things today has made this one a 13-0 game. But, again, only two scores down. Manasquan very capable of coming back.
Well, that was going to be my next question. If there's one bad spot in the game for Wall, I think it was them being unable to punch that it. One possible touchdown that they had. You know, first and goal from the half-yard line, you usually would assume at some point, all right, we might not get it on first down, but we'll get it on second or third down. They had to settle for three, took some points off the board for them.
Yeah, the miscommunication between Cluley and the center, and the ball snapped early. I assume that was the reason for the fumble back to the five-yard line, and now you've got a second and goal on the five. A whole different scenario takes place there. Had to settle for the three. And again, we've mentioned it quite a few times. Let's give credit to Armando from Manasquan, who made that tackle on Giuliano on the screen pass at the half-yard line to prevent the touchdown. Otherwise, this contest could be a whole different story.
I would agree with you there, as well as Wall will come on and kick off here. It will be Tyler Block, number 17, to spot it from the 40-yard line. Armando going back deep.
All the kickoffs today, Matt, on both sides have been rather short. Of course, Manasquan's only kicked off once, but short kickoffs.
Armando and Fitton back deep, and it will be Fitton on another short kickoff. Fields it from the 18-yard line, going across the field to his right. Stays on his feet at the 25, dragged down at the 20. The sophomore wide receiver, defensive back. Manasquan begins with a football here, first down and 10 from their own 26-yard line.
Well, he caught it on the 20-yard line, Matt. He ran about 40 yards, but only picked up about six. Unfortunately, he ran east-west instead of north-south.
Never usually a good idea. First down and 10 here for Manasquan. Sato will keep it. Quarterback draw to open up play here in half number two. Just breaks over the plane of the 30-yard line. Gittleman among those on the tackle. About a 4-yard pickup will lead Manasquan with a second and 6.
Yeah, they used that play quite often last week against Mattawan's defense. It's basically, Matt, I don't know if it's a draw. It's more like a quarterback power where he just follows his lead back and the big offensive line up front. There's not too much of a delay there to make it a draw.
Trips to the left. Sato here. Want the flare one outside. We'll go over the seam. That catch is made by Armando. He will take it out close to midfield. Stopped by Russo at the Manasquan 48-yard line. 17-yard pickup.
Well, that was Sato at his best right there as he looked left the entire time and then came back and looked over the middle where he hit him in stride for a big gain. And here come the Warriors on their comeback.
Grogan going in the slot position. He's got three games with over 100 yards receiving. Has yet to really been involved here today. Here is a draw play. It goes to McNamara. Breaks a tackle the line of scrimmage. Spins his way forward for a gain of 9. Close to the first down marker. Inside the wall, 45 to the 43.
Yeah, we haven't heard too much from Cody McNamara this afternoon, as the run game really hasn't done much for Manasquan. McNamara was hurt a couple games back, came back for the semis last week.
Shotgun look for Sato. He's got three receivers into the game. Here's that quarterback lead running play again, and he will have the first down. Sato will get stopped just shy of the wall, 40-yard line. 2 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Wall continuing to lead by a score of 13-0.
Boy, both quarterbacks, Matt, you know, I know our listeners obviously can't see, but both quarterbacks run very similar, don't they? Tall, big, and strong.
And they're similar in how they play football.
Yes,
for
they
sure.
are.
They really are very alike. Trips this time to the left. Single back is McNamara. He will stay in and block. Sato wanting to throw. Has time here. Now going to move to his left. Scramble. Fake a throw. Break a tackle. And get pushed out of bounds on the wall sideline at about the 36-yard line. It'll go as a 4-yard gain. And it is Sato who remains down right now.
Yeah, that's not good.
On the wall bench. He is being quickly tended to, and it looks to be something, at least from the motion of everyone, fairly serious, Ed.
Yeah, I would agree, Matt. I'm working my way down there. They immediately called for the Manasquan bench. Looks like a left knee, Matt.
Both training staffs are in there, along with the Wall head coach with great sportsmanship, Chris Barnes. This is Tyler Sato, the Manasquan senior quarterback, who is down.
It is definitely a left knee, Matt.
Talked about how well he has played here so far today, how well he has played all year, but is a baseball player really by trade. He has already signed to play at Monmouth University after this year. Why don't we step out here? We'll take a timeout. Hopefully come back with a bit more information as this game maybe has taken a dramatic change for both of these teams. 9:31 to go in the third quarter. Wall 13, Manasquan nothing. We'll send it into a break and come back after this quick timeout with more Thanksgiving Day football on the Shore Sports Network.
Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to support Jersey Shore High School sports. We know you play hard, but please, play safe. And if an injury does occur, know that our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Are you looking for Ocean County's one-stop outdoor resource? Look no further than the Jersey Paddler in Brick. All your favorite gear, hiking boots, dry suits, outdoor clothing, camping equipment, and more from the biggest names in the business. You still have plenty of time to enjoy the outdoors, and the Jersey Paddler in Brick is stocked with everything you need for the outdoor adventure of a lifetime. Visit the Jersey Paddler at the intersection of Route 88 and Route 70 in Brick, and online at jerseypaddler.com. The Jersey Paddler, everything connected with the outdoors. Doors.
Gold Fever is buying all your unwanted gold jewelry, and they're paying the highest prices around. They've been in business for over 30 years, so you know that when you go to Gold Fever, you're going to a jeweler you can trust. They truly know the worth of your jewelry, so stop in today to sell all your old jewelry and get the most in return. Plus, Gold Fever buys all fine watches. Gold Fever, on Arnold Avenue in Point Pleasant Beach. Or give Gold Fever a call at 732-892-8255. 3535.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you. Football season is in full swing at Baker's Water Street Grill, and now that there's a chill in the air, it's time to come in, sit by the fire, and enjoy Toms River's favorite hometown sports bar. With 21 HD TVs, there's not a bad seat in the house, and Baker's Water Street Grill is the place to be for all the action. There are drink and appetizer specials during all NFL games and weekly giveaways, plus there's Wi-Fi access for all you fantasy football fans. No need to wait for game day. Join them any day of the week for lunch, dinner, and the area's best happy hour. Baker's Water Street Grill, located on the water in downtown Toms River.
Now, back to high school football on Good Times and Great Oldies. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
We are back here from Wall High School. 13-0, the Crimson Knights lead this one. The traditional Thanksgiving Day game with Manasquan, but attention has now kind of shifted from the game action to the injury that has taken place for senior quarterback Tyler Sato. And this has delayed the restart of this game. We've got all kinds of medical personnel, Ed, on the field. Trainers from both teams, coaches from both teams, first aid squad has been on there. Can you give us any kind of update in terms of what you think it could be or what you've heard down there?
Well, right now the doctor has called to immobilize the left leg of Tyler Sato. So that would, in my opinion, and I'm not really want to give any opinions, but it looks like it something broke in the lower leg.
Stretcher has come on here.
Yeah, they're going to immobilize him, get him to the hospital right away. He does not seem, Matt, to be in a whole lot of pain as far as screaming out or anything like that. He is obviously in pain. When the doctor moves it a certain way, I do not think it is the knee, though. I believe it is below the knee, somewhere in the leg, fibula, tibia, that kind of area.
This has kind of taken, obviously, the steam out of this game. Manasquan was on a great drive. We have 9:31 to go here in the third quarter. When we get back to action, it will be 2nd and 6. And Manasquan will have to turn to their bench. And backup quarterback, it looks like it is number 12, Tucker Cacavale, who will come on. He is warming up right now on the sideline. And as they continue to stretcher Sato, we'll step out and take another quick break here. We'll make it a 2-minute break. We'll come back if we need to break in earlier than that. 9:31 to go in the third quarter. Wall 13, Manasquan nothing. We step out on our Thanksgiving Day broadcast with more from the Shore Sports Network.
IHOP, a family restaurant, is celebrating over 50 years of goodness. You'll enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner with experienced chefs, friendly managers, and great food. What else could you want for a great dining experience? Stop in and visit before or after your high school football game. IHOP in Toms River at 178 Route 37 East, at 941 Route 37 West, or on Route 72 in Manahawkin in the Stafford Square Mall. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to support Jersey Shore High School sports. We know you play hard, but please, play safe. And if an injury does occur, know that our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapist at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
You're listening to High School Football on Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Back here from the home of the Crimson Knights, Tyler Sato. Our thoughts obviously with him, and certainly very unofficial. The discussion on the field was perhaps MCL, and he is being wheeled off right now via a stretcher. Ed, that was the last kind of word that, at least the initial discussion from the doctors and the training staff that you were able to catch in on. Ed?
Yeah, go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry.
That was the last kind of discussion, MCL possibly?
Yeah, or ACL. Too much pain now in the movement. Just talk to the wall trainer. There's a lot of movement in the knee. So too early to tell. They'll MRI it.
Second and six as we are back to work. Quick flare pass to the outside. It's Connor Grogan to catch it. Checking into the game, Tucker Cockavale. He is a junior getting put in a big spot here. Does complete his first pass, and it will leave Manasquan with a third down and three.
Well, remember we talked in the first half, Matt, of what kind of team this will be next year with Tyler Sato gone. Well, we're finding out now in the second half here with 8:58 left in this third quarter.
This time it's going to be Grogan to line up at the quarterback spot, and Cockavale will go as a wide receiver. Fumbled snap. Grogan picks it up in trouble, able to pick his way forward. He's going to be close to a first down, stacked up just shy of the 30-yard line. So Manasquan in the last two plays have had two different guys take snaps.
Yeah, he will be a little short, though, Matt. Probably about a yard.
I think you got to go for it here, though, Ed, don't
you? I would think so, for 31-yard line.
If anything, trying to kind of rally your team and have them focus on something else other than Sato not playing anymore. Cockavale will step up under center here. He will try to run a quarterback sneak off the right side. And with good second effort and some help from some offensive linemen, able to push forward and get the first down.
Well, he did not have that at first, Matt. As you saw, he took one or two steps backwards to let the offensive line surge ahead. Then he picked up the necessary yardage, about 2 yards. He needed one.
So first down and 10 for Manasquan. We are inside of 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Crimson Knights leading at 13-0. Cockavale will work from the shotgun here. Trouble with the snap, able to get it. Look to go down the field, hang one up in the air. And a wobbly pass will fall incomplete. Making a late play on it was Mike Russo. And it'll bring up a second and 10.
So we've got a junior quarterback who probably played JV all year in front of maybe 25 or 50 fans on Monday afternoon. Suddenly thrust into the action with a Tyler Sato knee injury in front of 6,000 or 7,000 fans. How does he react?
Timeout has been taken by Manasquan with a key second down situation coming up. And that really is probably going to go a long way in determining the outcome of this football game. It is still a workable deficit for Manasquan, 13-0. But really they have the ball down in scoring position for the first time all day. They got to figure out a way to get some points. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
Yeah, and that last pass was, hopefully not an indication of, what type of passer he is. That was a wobbly pass and luckily well underthrown. Otherwise it would have been picked by the Knights in the secondary. So look for Manasquan maybe to try and keep it on the ground. As much as they could, McNamara becomes a big part of the football game. Grogan becomes a big part. As you saw, they put him back in that shotgun, direct snap to him already.
Modern Day leading Keensburg 28-22. Good game going on up there with about 2.5 minutes to go. We'll update some more scores for you after this second down and 10 play. Cacaval?
No, not him.
No, it's Grogan again. You are correct, Ed. Looks like they're going to run a little bit of a wildcat type look with Grogan. He will get the direct snap, pick up a yard over the left side, and bring up a third down and 9. Cacaval, who is on the sideline right now, will remain out. And on a third down and 8, it's Grogan. Option to the outside. McNamara is there. Breaks one tackle. Stays on his feet. Cannot get enough for a first down. Down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. I'll tell you why Cacaval had to check out, Eddie. Had to go over and get a piece of equipment, I think.
Yeah, his mouthpiece. I think he lost his mouthpiece. He's back in the game now on this fourth and long 3, Matt.
Wall trying to stiffen defensively here. Their defense with their backs to the wall for the first time really today. 7:15 to go. Cacaval back into the game on a fourth down and 4. Wants to throw. Quick flare pass to the outside. That catch is made by Fitton. He will come forward, and he will be close to a first down. Needed to get to the 19 from the near side official. It looks like he is going to have just enough, I think.
Yeah, he's got enough, Matt. Definitely they moved the chains, and you've got to give some credit here. They've got to go to plan B here, the Manasquan coaching staff. Your whole game plan basically out the window now. You know, you gear it for your big, strong 6'4 quarterback, Tyler Sato. Now you've got a young kid in there who probably has not taken many varsity snaps.
He's not going to take this one either. It will be Grogan again, which would probably indicate a run. Grogan, who's normally a wide receiver, going to run option this time off the right side, stretch it out and get tackled. Good stop in the line of scrimmage area by Adam Molinelli. Good surge that time by Molinelli, 6'1 senior. 1 yard pickup brings up a second and 9 with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Wall leading at 13-0.
I don't know if you noticed the Manasquan sideline with the pitchers they hang up, Matt. Have you noticed that?
I just kind of got a glimpse of it, Ed. Third player to take snaps. It's McNamara this time. Trying to run off the left side. Good second effort for McNamara, but stacked up after a short gain. Pickup of about 2. It will leave Manasquan with a third down and long 6. So, Ed, what do you make of this? We've seen 3 different players take snaps now.
They're obviously reaching and you know, haven't decided really what they want to do as Cacaval comes back in the game right now, getting the play from Jay Price on this third and about 6 situation here. Looks like he could throw the short pass. Don't know about throwing it downfield, but doesn't really have to do that right now. Manasquan a little disorganized right here.
What we have seen is when he is in the game, Manasquan wants to throw it on third down here at a long 6. Cacaval rolling out, going to flip one into the flat. And another big open field tackle made as Fitton made the reception. Russo, who has played a great game from his safety spot, able to make the tackle. Basically no gain on the play. It'll bring up 4th and 6. How about Asbury Park? They have come back, and they lead Neptune 28-22. With about 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Long Branch a 19-7 advantage on Red Bank. Fourth down here and a straight 7. Cacaval wanted to throw. Going down to the seam. This one batted up in the air. Caught by McNamara. But it will be Wall football as McNamara only able to get about a yard after the deflected pass completion. And the Crimson Knights hold defensively, keep Manasquan off the scoreboard, and they'll have it 1st and 10.
Yeah, McNamara picked up the deflection, as you called, Matt, but unfortunately he caught it about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And when he went forward, he got tripped up before the first down marker. So Wall holds, takes over on their 13-yard line.
Paytas and Mulholland split the field. They give to the fullback. That is Lauro. Will work his way forward to about the 18-yard line. Goes as a gain of about 4. Brings up a 2nd and 6. Working down towards the 4-minute mark here in the third quarter. This game obviously delayed if you're just joining us. Wall leading Manasquan 13-0. The Big Blue playing without now their starting quarterback and really do it all everything player. And Tyler Sato out with what we think is a left knee injury. Split wide out set, tight end to the right. Ball on the right hash mark. Draw play for Giuliano. Stretching it out to the left. Gets to the 35. I'll take it to the 25, rather. Out over the 30 to about the 33, maybe the 34-yard line. That's going to go as a first down on a gain of about 16.
Well, I think Wall will stick to the ground here and not throw it unless they absolutely have to. Keep the clock moving. They're up two scores, 13-0. They'd love to get this drive into the fourth quarter right now. 3:45 and moving.
First down and 10 here for the Crimson Knights at their own 34-yard line. Cluely, play action in the flat, has a man. Lauro makes the catch at the 40-yard line, comes forward to the 43, close to the 44, also close to another first down. Maybe just shy, bring up second down and short.
Well, it wasn't real pretty, the throw or the catch, but Lauro caught it over his wrong shoulder and picked up substantial yardage, 9 yards to make this second and short. Like to see Cluely go downtown here, huh? But I don't think we're going to see it.
It would be the down to do it, though,
yep.
Right?
Yes, it would.
Inside of 3 minutes to go. Ball going to give it to Giuliano. Into the open field. Into Manasquan territory. To the 40, to the 35, to the 30. Will run out of bounds inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. That goes as a gain of about 27.
Yeah, well, Manasquan down a little bit right now. You've lost your best player on offense. A trail in the ball game here, and obviously a little letdown for the Warriors.
And an opportunity here, Ed, for Wall. If they score and go up three scores, you'd have to think in really good shape to win this football game.
Yep.
It will be Hetzel to get the carry. He's got some space off the left side. There's a flag down. This likely to be a hold. Would have been about a 6-yard pickup, but it is a hold thrown
by the umpire
about 4 yards down the field. So rather than second down at about four, it will be first in just about 16.
Looks like the center, I guess.
That's yep. Matt McDonough, 58.
Yep, that's who they called it on.
First and 16. 2:25 to go here in the third quarter. Twins right. Paytas up top to the left. Here's a draw play for Cluely. Inside the 30, stays on his feet to the 25, runs right and tiptoes for a couple more yards and takes it out at about the 23-yard line, maybe the 22. And we'll leave Wall with a second down and four.
Now they picked up all of the penalty plus some. Cluely's run the ball very effectively. So has Giuliano today behind a big and experienced senior offensive line.
Mulholland goes as a wide receiver to the left. Paytas back to the right. Here's Cluely on a quarterback sneak, just looking to fall forward and get the first down. Had good forward push behind his center, Matt McDonough, and his right guard, Matt Ford. This is an offensive line much talked about during the course of this season. Four guys with the same first name.
Right.
And one Mike. Four Matts and a Mike. Two of them. Matt Ford has looks from Lehigh and Bucknell. Matt Pizarczyk has some interest from some of the Ivy League schools. We mentioned Gardner with Colgate and Fordham. Cluely with offers already from Monmouth and UNH. Pretty talented senior class. Looking to cap it off with a C-Central championship. Tight end to the right. Low snap. Giuliano gets the handoff. Comes right. Gets down inside the 15-yard line to about the 13. A gain of about five. We'll bring up a second and five. We are working down towards 1 minute to go here in the third quarter with Wall a comfortable 13-0 lead. Wall going to break from the huddle. Not in any rush to snap the football here. Paytas and Mulholland split the field. Ball from the right hash mark. Gardner, the tight end, starts right. Now will reset himself to the left. Here's the give for Giuliano off left tackle. Gets to the 10-yard line for a gain of four. We'll bring up a third down and two with 40 seconds remaining here in the third quarter.
Well, when the offensive line coach, and that would be
that's Mike Galos.
Mike Galos yells Matt in practice in a verbal barrage. Who turns around?
I would say
everybody.
Well, I would say none of them. They're all going to start pointing fingers at the other guy. Here's the give to Giuliano on third down and short. Able to spin his way forward. Get down inside the 10 to the 6-yard line. That's going to be a first down for Wall and bring up a first down and goal when we come back after our quarter timeout.